'Twas on a summer's day, the 6th of June. I like to be particular in dates, not only of the age and year, but moon. They are a sort of post-house, where the fates change horses, making history change its tune, then spur away o'er empires and o'er states, leaving at last not much besides chronology, excepting the post-obits of theology. 'Twas on the 6th of June, about the hour of half-past six, perhaps still nearer seven, when Julia sat within as pretty a bower as e'er held Houri in that heathenish heaven described by Mahomet and Anacreon Moor, to whom the lyre and laurels have been given, with all the trophies of triumphant song. He won them well, and may he wear them long. She sat, but not alone. I know not well how this same interview had taken place, and even if I knew I should not tell. People should hold their tongues in any case, no matter how or why the thing befell. But there were she and Juan, face to face. When two such faces are so, 'twould be wise but very difficult to shut their eyes. How beautiful she looked! Her conscious heart glowed in her cheek, and yet she felt no wrong. Oh, love, how perfect is thy mystic art, strengthening the weak and trampling on the strong! How self-deceitful is the sagest part of mortals whom thy lure hath led along! The precipice she stood on was immense. So was her creed in her own innocence. She thought of her own strength, and Juan's youth, and of the folly of all prudish fears, victorious virtue and domestic truth, and then of Don Alfonso's 50 years. I wish these last had not occurred, in sooth, because that number rarely much endears, and through all climes, the snowy and the sunny, sounds ill in love, whate'er it may in money.